This is the 416th episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast, the podcast from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that gives you everything you need to know about the Atlanta Falcons. I'm D. Orlando Ledbetter, the Falcons beat reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Here in the 416th episode, we're going to take a look at the much-hyped Detroit Lions, who are off to a 1-1 start. They opened the season by defeating the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Then they came home and lost their opener 37-21 in overtime to the Seattle Seahawks. The Falcons will travel to Detroit to play the Lions at 1 p.m. on Sunday at Ford Field. If you're listening to us for the first time, please make sure to follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Bowtie Chronicles from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, we're back here from the early break, and we're going to get right to it. Start getting ready for this game, big game, with the NFC North foe Detroit Lions. And let's hear from Coach Arthur Smith and what he noticed after watching film of Sunday's 25-24 win over the Green Bay Packers.
You know, there's always things we got to work on, D-Led. You know, it's regardless of the result, you know, we got to remain objective, and there's a lot of things we need to continue to improve on. So we know we have a good challenge coming up going on the road. It's Detroit. They lost a tough one yesterday in overtime. That place, I'm sure, will be rocking. So it'll be good to get into a foreign environment. It'll be loud. It'll be a lot of energy in the building, and we got to be ready to roll. But going back to yesterday, you know, the encouraging thing is we can get a lot better.
All right. Yeah, the Detroit won 37-31. They had a pick six from quarterback Jared Goff, and they also went for fourth down and four, like early in the game, in their side of the field, didn't get it. So, you know, Coach Dan Campbell's a gambling man, and, you know, lost the gamble there going against Pete Carroll. My Lions people say that, hey, he just knows his defense isn't any good, and he tries to keep him off the field. So we'll look at that. That's something to watch as they prepare this week. Here is Coach Arthur Smith on the Falcons' fourth quarter success against the Packers.
Yeah, I think it says a lot. You know, there's a lot of things we pride ourselves on and the way we want to operate. But, you know, it just speaks to the conditioning and the way our guys want to operate and the way we want to finish games and adjust and be that team in the fourth quarter. But just because we did the first 2 weeks, you know, we got to continue to push and so we can continue to finish games.
All right, that was a way to close out a game. They had a three and out, four and out from the defense when they absolutely had to have it. So that's the type of thing that you can build off on in the future. But we wanted to talk to defensive tackle David Onyemata just to get an update on how the defense is coming along.
It's coming great, you know, just understanding where we're supposed to be at, understanding what schemes and what we're getting up there, and basically just executing our jobs.
Well, you know, the unit started with seven new starters this year, cost them $132.5 million in free agency to rebuild the defense. And then if you count Nate Landman starting against the Packers, that's eight new starters from last year. So, yeah, you know, it takes a little while to get, you know, playing together, get used to each other. But they did it in the fourth quarter when they had to against the Packers. Here's David again on being able to make the in-game adjustments that they needed against the Green Bay Packers.
It's massive, you know. We go out there after a series, you see certain things, and you know, teams usually go back to things that they've got success on. And I think the great thing is we communicate and we get down to the sideline and we make the right adjustments.
All right, they had some problems with the in-breaking routes in the third quarter that allowed Green Bay to score 2 touchdowns and take a 24-12 lead. But they made those adjustments and took those routes away and made them throw outside of the hashes in the fourth quarter, and Jordan Love wasn't able to connect. Gave cornerback Troy Flowers a little help there too, I believe, at the end. Tyler Allgeier, we talked to him about the start of the season, what it feels like to be 2-0, and the upcoming game against the Lions.
Hey, you know, it was a good start. Yeah, good start to the season. I think a lot of hard work has come for the past weeks, but now we're focused. Yeah, celebrate yesterday, but now focusing on being 1-0 this week. So it's a good opportunity to improve
that. Did you get to see Detroit in the Kansas City game on Thursday? And what do you think of the Lions?
Yeah, no, they're a hard-nosed football team. I think they're pretty physical, and pretty physical team. I think should be a great matchup between us.
Yeah, pretty physical. That's what we keep hearing from the players and the coaches. The Lions like to get after it. We even referenced Coach Kneecaps in his when he said he made his opening comments about how he wanted his team to play. But yes, it should be a good game up in Detroit. We'll look at some of the matchups here later on in the week and in the second half of the show, where we get into some of the notes about the Detroit Lions. We also wanted to catch up with Richie Grant. He's back there on the safety spot. He gets to see how everything's coming together. And, so we chatted with Richie on a couple different things. The defense coming together, getting the stops, being 2-0 while you got things to work on. And he had some funny comments about Nate Landman and his start, about him crashing the party and so forth. Here's Falcons safety, Richie Grant.
How's it feel to be 2-0 this season?
Shit, it's my first time since I've been here. Mm-hmm. Starting off 2-0, you know, it's a very good feeling. Definitely the city is loving it. Team is loving it, but we can't get complacent. You know, we got to keep stacking. Mm-hmm. We got a tough game this week in Detroit. So, you know, we're going to look to them.
How do you feel things coming together on the defense side of the ball? Y'all shut them down in the fourth quarter yesterday.
Yeah, we definitely, in the beginning of the game, we let a few things slip by. But, corrected those. And in the fourth quarter, we had a great stand-up. We was able to close it out, which is a really great feeling compared to the last few years. So, I don't know, we just keep stacking on that, you know what I mean? We definitely got to eliminate some of those mistakes, though.
Yeah, hey, Caden said that the coaches really made some adjustments on the sidelines over there. What was that like, and to be able to go out and execute the adjustments?
Some was play calling, some was personnel, but mainly, man, just us individually went out one-on-ones. I feel like in the beginning of the game, you know, I don't know, you know, what was happening, but we definitely lost some one-on-ones, and it cost us. So I think fourth quarter, we tightened up on. Yes, sir.
Okay. And, I know it ain't perfect, but how good is it to, you know, we're still trying to build and get the cohesiveness with so many new guys, and you're able to get the wins still?
Hell yeah. Like, everybody, you know, it's way easier to build with wins, you know what I mean, instead of losses. And it hurts. I don't care what nobody tells you. A loss hurts, you know what I mean? Nobody wants to lose. So when you win, you're able to you're able to have those conversations a little easier.
And I watched Detroit in the opening night like everybody else. What do you think of the Lions?
Very tough team, man. They're a very tough team. They got a vet quarterback. Good running game. They're going to try to establish a run, we know. And definitely they got some really good receivers as well. It's just very, very good overall team, physical team. It's going to be tough up there in their environment, but we should be ready for it.
Coach said he wanted y'all to attack it aggressive. Are y'all starting to see some of that coming to fruition? You saw Caden get a sack.
Absolutely.
And, some other things y'all were able to do, too.
Absolutely. Trying to control the line of scrimmage as best we can. You know, we're going to keep trying to play aggressive, starting up front and then all the way to the back end, you know, coming up, finishing tackles, things like that.
How did Nate do in his first NFL start, you know, undrafted cat to get him some
crashing. Big Nate was out there crashing, man. He was crashing the party. Okay. I love it, man. He's just super aggressive. He don't care who it is. He gonna come in head first. So
okay.
I love that aggression.
This is the Bowtie Chronicles from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach, an air freshener can make your car smell like paradise. A drive to Daytona Beach will actually get you there. Beach on. Plan your trip today at DaytonaBeach.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, we're back here from the break here at the Bowtie Chronicles podcast, and we got a deal for you today. We want to make sure you go ahead and get a pencil so you can write this down. Don't want you to miss out on this deal that we have here today. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution has a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you subscribe, you get 3 months of unlimited digital access for just 99 cents. That's all of our sports coverage, politics, breaking news, investigations, food and dining, and so much more on AJC.com. Plus, you get access to our e-paper and our assortment of newsletters. So join our community by going to, this is the writing part here, subscribe.ajc.com/podcast. Again, that's subscribe, S-U-B-S-C-R-I-B-E. .ajc.com/podcast. So you always know what's really going on. All right, here we got some notes on the Lions. We don't have to do our statistical comparisons yet. Only two games, small sample size. So we just got the two games to go off of. Big blow for the Lions. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, their safety, they spent $8.5 million for him in free agency this year to help shore up their back end. He was put on IR with a torn pec injury. We don't know if he's out for the season, but he's definitely out for Sunday. So we'll have to look at their depth chart and see what they're going to do to juggle back there in the secondary. Now, some of the notes here from the Seattle game. David Montgomery had a big fumble in that game, but he's been running hard. They ran him hard against the Chiefs. A lot of people saw that one. Pick six by Jared Goff was a little bit behind Jamar Gibbs. Trey Brown took it to the house. That ended a streak of 387 attempts without an interception for Jared Goff, and only Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers had longer streaks. So he's accurate. He doesn't throw you the ball, and he gets it out pretty quick. We saw that in the Kansas City game. Their speedsters out, Jameson Williams, because he got suspended. So we saw a bunch of crossing routes in that Kansas City game where they really didn't try to hit him over the top. But Jared Goff, his career overall record is 55-46-1. His record with the Lions is 13-19-1. And we called them the much hyped Lions because last year, they were on Hard Knocks, dug a hole, and then finished 8-2, and then knocked Green Bay out of the playoffs in the last game of the season when they didn't have anything to play. So a lot of people felt the Lions turned the corner last year and would be a playoff contender in the NFC North this year. You know, they're going to taking on injuries. They just took on a big one with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Or CJ is what he was going by for a while there, too. But that's a big one. So that's why we call them the much-hyped Detroit Lions. Everybody likes Coach Dan now, and they see or saw on Hard Knocks how they were trying to build his team and his toughness and his likeness and how he wanted to play football in his 10 years in the league. And, one of the funniest things in that Hard Knocks one was, he's like, hey, look, I know y'all think I'm crazy, but we got to tackle today. And so they tackled to the ground. And, that's how he is. He doesn't feel like, you can get by with just playing tag and practice and stuff, but there's different ways to do it. And I was like, wow, that's old school. You got to warn the players that, hey, we got to do some hitting today, when it used to be, hitting all day, every day, two times a day. But anyway, that was one of my takeaways from Hard Knocks. And we'll just keep going on down the list here. They are leaning on Montgomery, who came out of the Seattle game with a thigh injury. And we'll break this down during the week because they picked Jahmyr Gibbs out of Dalton, started his career at Georgia Tech and Alabama, like four picks after the Falcons took Bijan. But they haven't put a whole lot on his plate yet. He's catching the ball out of the backfield and splitting the carries behind Montgomery. So that's going to probably shift if Montgomery's got a thigh and can't go all the way. James Houston is on IR too, the Jackson State defensive end who had 8 sacks last year. He was playing opposite of Aiden Hutchinson, who had 9.5 sacks to lead the Lions last year. They had 39 sacks. They've only had one so far. Now, also defensively, a couple of Falcon castoffs are members of the Detroit Lions defense. John Comiskey has started both games this year, former fourth-round pick, who didn't fit in the 3-4 here, was picked up by the Lions, and is making his NFL career in Detroit now. And Charles Harris, he was just a renter guy for 1 year. Defensive end, played here in 2020. But he's going on to stack 3 more years in Detroit. Former first-round pick of the Dolphins out of Missouri, Kansas City. Well, he's from the University of Missouri and from Kansas City, Missouri. So Charles, two Falcons castoffs, are doing a good job up there in Detroit. Their receiver with Jameson Williams out is Amon-Ra St. Brown. He might be the top one even when Williams comes back. But he had an ankle injury but went back in the game. 12 catches. He leads the team with 12. He had 6 for 102. It was the 7th 100-yard game of his career versus Seattle on Sunday. Now, a few other people you all know from the Lions, Penei Sewell. He was the tackle, picked a couple picks after the Falcons picked Kyle Pitts, 4th overall in the draft. That would have been 2022. These years are running together. This is Pitts' 3rd year, so it would have been 21. They're on 21. And Craig Reynolds, he replaced Khalil Dorsey at kickoff return. Dorsey is on IR, suffered an injury there. Just a few more notes here to get us ready for the Falcons game. Offensively, we're charting the possessions, and the Falcons had 10 possessions against Green Bay with 6 scores, a turnover, 1 on downs, a punt, and an in a game. And so that goes with the 13 they had in week 1. So 23 overall possessions, 5 touchdowns. 2 passing and 3 rushing. Yeah, Bijan, a catching touchdown. Algier, 2 rushing touchdowns against the Panthers. And then you had the Ritter rush and a touchdown pass to London in the win over the Packers. All right, and just a couple more notes here before we wrap up the 416th episode. The NFC South, everybody's... 3 of the 9 teams that made it to 2-0 this season are from the NFC South. And last year, all of the 6 teams that started 2-0 all made the playoffs. So I don't know, all 9 probably not going to make the playoffs this year, but the Falcons are in the group of 9 teams that started 2-0. And we'll look at the standings here. Atlanta's 2-0, and they'll play at Detroit at 1 p.m. Sunday. Tampa Bay is also a surprising 2-0 starter, and they will host the Eagles, the defending NFC champs, 7:15 on Monday night. And then the Saints are also 2-0 with Derek Carr down there, and they're playing at Green Bay with the 1 p.m. Sunday start. Falcons 2-0 at Detroit at 1. Carolina, they made that game close at the end, 20-17 last night on Monday Night Football. Bryce Young got a lot of yards against the prevent there late. But they are 0-2, and he doesn't have any receivers. And they will be at Seattle at 4:05 p.m. on Sunday. So that's your NFC South update and look ahead. And we also received a note today from Mike Bradley, sent it along, that Coach Arthur Smith is the favorite to win Coach of the Year on betonline.ag. AG. He started at 25-1. He's now 4-1. He's the early season betting favorite to win Coach of the Year for a job he's done thus far to get the Falcons to 2-0. And just a couple other notes here before we wrap up. Look at some locals for the Lions. And then one of the big, big matchups in the game. It's not real sexy, but it's going to be a big one. Real big matchup. All right. The locals, Brian Branch is a safety there. Sandy Creek, Alabama, second round pick, 45th overall. And then Jamar Gibbs, Dalton, Georgia Tech, and Alabama. And Khalif Raymond, wide receiver, Greater Atlanta Christian, Holy Cross, he's still on the team. And then Cam Sutton, cornerback, played at Tennessee and from Jonesboro. Jonesboro High is also with the Detroit Lions. Now, this is not real sexy, and I talked to David Onyemata about it. He hadn't done his studying yet, but the Detroit line is supposed to be one of the best lines in the National Football League, and, you know, their strategy is really easy. They're just going to beat you up and run the ball and then hit you with them crossing routes, and he's going to go for it on fourth down and so forth, and then you know, because the defense is suspect, according to some of my folks. But the battle is going to be up front. And a lot of people just watch the ball, but you kind of got to save you about five plays for this one to see how Grady Jarrett and David Onyemata are going to be going at it with Detroit center Frank Ragnow. He's one of the best in the business, two-time Pro Bowler, 6'5", 311 pounds. First round pick, 20th overall in 2018 out of Arizona. But yeah, that's going to be one of the big ones, you know, controlling the line of scrimmage. If they can slow the Lions running game down and then, you know, jump on those, cover those crossers and so forth, should be a good formula against a tough Detroit team who's going to be, they're going to want to win at home after losing their opener against the Seattle Seahawks. I don't know about all the ski mask stuff they were doing. I guess Gardner Johnson asked everybody to wear a ski mask, but now since he's hurt, they probably won't be wearing the ski mask. But we'll, you know, something, something to note in that game. So with that, hey, we had, you know, we opened with Coach Arthur Smith and David Onyemata, Tyler Allgeier, and Richie Grant. We thank them for stopping by the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. Then we gave you some notes and news and notes on the Detroit Lions, who the Falcons will play at 1 o'clock on Sunday. The Lions are 4.5-point favorites here in this game. So we'll see how that moves throughout the week. Then we did a job with the NFC South, giving you an update there. And then looked at some of our locals and then gave you a spotlight matchup to watch in this game. Frank Ragnow up front doing battle against the Falcons defensive tackles. So with that, we're going to get out of here. We're going to ask you to have a great rest of your week. And we'll be back after the Falcons-Lions game to help wrap that one up with the next episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
In Atlanta, one voice has stood out for over four decades. An AJC original, The Monica Pearson Show.
Let's talk about how you got to ESPN.
Revealing interviews.
You are known as America's doctor, but I want to know who you were before that.
When you have a different name, you have different color skin, it can be tough.
With Atlanta's most famous faces as you've never seen them before.
I'm telling my story. This is the American dream.
The Monica Pearson Show, streaming now on AJC.com.